No claustrophobia for Scooter. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everyone knows what can happen to you behind bars.
Having severe panic attacks, anxiety attacks, my claustrophobia was kicking in.
But that's one thing Scooter Libby won't have to face now, thanks to the president's decision to commute his sentence for obstructing the investigation into who outed CIA agent Valerie Plame. And remember, this is not a pardon, just cutting a little slack for a hardworking administration official whose only crime was not quite telling the truth. Which is why I found the reaction so strange. On the Republican side, you had soon-to-be candidate Fred Thompson saying, this will allow a good American who has done a lot for his country to resume his life. You had candidate Rudy Giuliani and House Republican Whip Roy Blunt both agreeing the sentence should be commuted. You see, all in favor of the slack cutting. And yet, just a week ago, when the debate was about cutting slack for immigrants whose main crime was coming here to work, all three condemned it as amnesty. They argued that even if you're a hard worker, the law is the law, period. And it's no better on the Democratic side. Hillary Clinton said that letting Scooter out smacked of cronyism. John Kerry said it makes a mockery out of the justice system. And yet, they were all ready to forgive millions of illegal immigrants. Strangely, the guy who seems to be the most consistent here is President Bush, who was ready to let the immigrants off with a fine and who has now done the same thing for his friend Scooter. And depending on how Scooter's appeal goes, he may someday be available to put up drywall, too. Now this. This is Dave Ross. On the web at DaveRoss.com.